Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
We've been talking about this idea. 2 weeks ago, I started this idea of rebuilding, building, restoring, renewing, raising up. Kind of all these R words, you know, rebuild, restore, raise up. And really super excited and some cool things that God dropped in my heart today for that. So many things going. So excited. I think I'm repeating myself a lot too. So. Want to talk to you about and hopefully maybe expand your thoughts today, your understanding. I hope I do that. I hope I righteously frustrate you guys sometimes to think differently. You used the word oil today. I think oil came up several times, Holy Spirit and oil. Shane, beautiful job, Becca, worship team. Why don't you play for a second? You are playing. Can we have the piano on? She's been playing wonderfully, quietly, silently. This is dangerous. We're just like, there's five of us here. We can do anything we want, but then we know it's live, and that's probably not a good thing. I want you to just take a second and say, Holy Spirit, come. We already know Holy Spirit's here within us, but we just, Holy Spirit, we love you. I just feel like we're about to break into a new season of our lives. Not individually, but also corporately. We're about to break into a new season. And I'm not just referring to coming back, because we've had that season where we've been back and we want to come back into the church, but I'm declaring a new season over us. I'm declaring a season of expansion. I'm declaring a season of running, a season of our understanding being opened and enlightened to a whole nother level. A season of ungodly mindsets being shattered. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and expand our tent pegs. I'm seeing all these different pictures in my mind of you know, something that you open it up and you think it's at its maximum, only to find out it can go to a whole nother level. It's like a tent. I see like a tent. You set it up and you think you're done, only to find out that there's like these extensions. It's like, oh my goodness, this is bigger than I ever imagined. So we just declare over us a season of it's bigger than I ever imagined. We declare he's bigger than we've ever imagined. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just play while I read this, and then I'll have you stop because I won't want to leave this place, but I want to teach. I want to read this. Imagine a city that is filled with tangible peace, a thick, impressive atmosphere of peace that enables people to think for themselves, to dream and celebrate life. Imagine a place where hope is real and measurable, so the prevailing attitude is that anything is possible. Imagine a city where prosperity touches every citizen and there is no lack of any kind. Imagine a place where not only is there no lack, but there is creativity, beauty, and stunning design everywhere you look. Prosperity takes on purpose as God's nature is seen in the things that people have made. Imagine having a government that made you proud to be a citizen. Can you imagine what it would be like to see dignitaries coming from around the world to visit with your leader? Can you imagine the entire city sharing a sense of pride because your leader is sought after by international leaders, yet he serves their best interest? Can you imagine that? Well, church, it's not a new dream. That was Solomon. That was Solomon who built from his father David and continued on a place just that. Prosperity, life, hope. Like dignitaries, Queen of Sheba came, they would come to see what was built. That type of thing, man, that excites me, Shane. That excites me. I told you guys a couple weeks ago that two of my strengths are I am a restorer and a strategist. So it's hard for me not to walk around and see things that need to be restored and then get a strategy to try to fix them. Especially when you're at church and we haven't been in here. It's amazing. I don't know about you guys. I'm walking around thinking nobody's been in here and yet it's dirty. Because there are other things that, you know, spiders and different things. And I'm like, man, it doesn't take long before things need to be restored. And I want to talk to you guys today. And thank you, Becca. I could honestly stay there, but if I just won't be able to. I want to talk to you today. I want to continue. Pastor Rod brought such a great message last week on Holy Spirit and really Pentecost. And it got me thinking in that I find right now there's a lot of things that are stirring me that are very, I just don't expect it. It's kind of like left, you know, getting a left hook. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect that. So last week we went home and we went after your sermon thinking about Holy Spirit. And I hope to expand your thoughts of Holy Spirit today. And as I'm sitting on the couch after church, it was right around the time that the SpaceX was docking with the Space Center and they were about to open the hatch, you know. And people sat on there for 3 hours waiting for them to open the hatch. I did not. But it got me excited and frustrated all at the same time. And let me tell you why. Because there's a man by the name of Elon Musk, who is the head of SpaceX, who, as far as I know, is not a man filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't believe. I don't know. Don't know anything about him, actually. But I look at a man who caught a vision and ran. You know, he saw that the government was no longer doing space exploration, and he had a hunger to do it. He wants to colonize Mars. This guy, Elon Musk, has I don't know how many projects going all at the same time. It's incredible. Like, he's doing one thing while he's... he had a ship the other day my brother was showing me. He's building a spaceship, like Star Trek. Like, not that big, but it's going to hold like 40 people that can go to Mars. So they were doing a pressure test, and the thing blew up. And I think in his mind, he's like, well, I'm one step closer to where we're going because that didn't work. But here's what happened while I was watching this. A holy frustration crept in me because I thought, here's a man that has such incredible vision, but not filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's a body of believers that are filled with the Holy Spirit that are not full of vision. And I think, God, there's got to be something. There's something wrong if we are believers filled with the Spirit of God but have no vision. When you can have people not filled with the Spirit of God that have more vision than the people in the church. So I want to let you know this. This is kind of my whole message. It's time to partner with Holy Spirit. And I think one of the things that we've done an injustice is that we've pigeonholed Holy Spirit to think Holy Spirit is only the one that heals, Holy Spirit's the only one that comforts, and Holy Spirit's the one that comes and gives revelation. Now, I do want you to turn for a second. I want you to turn over to Ephesians, and I want to pray this over us so we can literally have God moving as I preach. But I want to let you know that from the beginning, and I'm becoming more and more thankful that we have the Old and the New Testament, because I'll tell you, there are things that we have to get a hold of in the Old Testament because they are already foundation in the New Testament, and they understood the power of Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's not just in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit's throughout the Old Testament. I want to read this over you, Ephesians 1, verse 15, verse 17. So Lord, I just pray this over as I'm watching, as people are watching, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the Spirit, I pray this right now, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Lord, I pray, Father God, that everyone watching right now would have an increase in the spirit of wisdom, an increase in the spirit of revelation, that we begin to think differently. We begin to just begin to grab things differently. Wisdom and revelation, we ask you to fall right now in Jesus' name. That our understanding, the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Amen. Amen. I think, Brandy, you said oil. I think, Rod, you said something about oil. Maybe Holy Spirit. I'm not sure. But you're saying, you know, you bring the scripture about the flask and the oil. And I was thinking about oil. I was thinking about gasoline. I was thinking about all these different analogies. And I think it's amazing that oil can be used for so many different things. When you think about the word oil, we cook with it. You know, it's not the same oil, obviously, but we put oil in our cars. We use oil in our, you know, a chainsaw. The same oil that we put to help fuel a car will also fuel a boat, you know, a chainsaw, all these different things. And I think it's a season. That's why I say we're heading into a new season, because we've got to break Holy Spirit out of the box. And you know, it's funny because it's Holy Spirit. How can he be in a box? The only way he's in a box is if we put him in a box. And he can be in a box if we only think of him in a certain way. And I think Holy Spirit, and the word that I keep asking the Lord about, I keep saying, Lord, how does this work? And how do, the word, I'll get back to it, but the word is partner. Partner. Because I kept saying, Lord, I'm seeing all these things. What do I do? And he says, partner with me. Partner with me. Partner with me. And it's funny, a chainsaw won't work without gas and oil. You need to partner gas and oil with a chainsaw to make it work. A car will only work, I don't even know if it'll work at all. James, how long can a car work without oil? Will it seize up pretty quickly? Pretty quickly. So, isn't that an interesting analogy of the body of Christ? We can seize up pretty quickly without oil. And so it's time as a church, and I say church, I don't mean just Antioch, that we begin to go, Holy Spirit, I want to partner with you. I looked up the word partner. It's interesting. There's a lot of definitions with partner, but it has these, you know, it's trying to describe partner. What does it look like? Well, you know, Shane and Brandy, if I asked you to dance, you would be partners, you know, and usually in a dance, one person's leading the other person, but you need to partner to dance. You can dance by yourself, but if you're going to dance together, it's much better, and you need to have a partner, somebody to lead. Thinking about business partners, and right away the Lord said, I'm not a silent partner. It's interesting. I heard business partner, and he said, I'm not a silent partner. So thank you, Jesus, for that. But I'll tell you, how many, you know, Ryan, you're watching, and Joe's watching, and different ones that are business people. Man, if you could partner with somebody that has more than you do, that has more resources, more experience, more understanding, and yet they want to get in on your vision, I'll tell you, that's exciting. And that's Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times people are like, well, we just got to get in on what Holy Spirit's doing. But you know what the cool thing is? Holy Spirit's like, I also want to get in on what you're doing because I've built you to dream. And he wants us to dream with him. So let's turn for a second, and I want to be aware of the time. Let's turn for a second to right to the book of Genesis, right into chapter 1. You know, church, we're built for such a time as this. I'll prove it to you. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God, that's a great place to start. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now listen, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. When I read that this morning, I felt like I could hear people going, you know what, there's chaos in my life, and there's darkness in my life, and you know, things are just out of order right now. I want you to stop and I want you to listen to me. If that's where you're at right now, you're in the right spot. Because if that's the place that you're in, who's there right in the chaos? Holy Spirit. And I think so often we want to be outside of the chaos, but if we're outside of the chaos, then Holy Spirit can't partner with what he wants to partner with. You know, Holy Spirit with, you know, the oil, like he comes in and he wants to partner to make things better. But if we always run from the chaos, then we can't make things better. But Holy Spirit wants to partner. Did you get that? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Darkness was there, and the Spirit of God was hovering and over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. I've heard it said this way, that Father God is the architect, Jesus is the master builder, and Holy Spirit, when I was reading it, said he's the tool. He's the servant tool. But the cool thing is he's not like one tool. He's like every tool you can imagine on your tool belt all at one time. Whatever you need for the moment, he's the one that can take the Father's architectural design, the master builder that's like, let's do this, and Holy Spirit's like, I'm in, let's do it. Here we go. And so here you've got darkness and chaos, and you've got the Spirit of God hovering, and God says, let there be light. He speaks it out, and boom, there's light. And that's Holy Spirit today. And I believe we're coming into a season, guys, where Holy Spirit wants to be let out, and he wants to partner with people that go, okay, I've never done this before. See, we think Holy Spirit only with praying over people and seeing them healed. Absolutely. We think I need to counsel, and Holy Spirit's the counselor. Absolutely. But did you know that everywhere you'll find building, you're going to find Holy Spirit? Turn with me to Exodus, and I'll tell you the exact address, but start flipping over to Exodus. We're going to do some scriptures today. Let me hear you say, yay, scripture, that's good. Yay. Exodus 31. I'm just going to read it. I'm not going to turn to it. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 7. It says this, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, I think that's, I don't even know how you say it, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled them with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. I want to read that again. And I have filled them with the Spirit of God. So he's filled with the Spirit of God. And what does he get? Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works in gold, silver, bronze, and cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit is given to people that are artists, people that are workers, people that build. He gives the Holy Spirit. And that's why, James, when I was thinking of you, I thought there's a man with the Holy Spirit. Every time James goes and works on a plane, I believe Holy Spirit goes with him and gives him creative ideas. And James, if you don't tap into that, I would encourage you to start going, Holy Spirit, help. I think, Shane, you know, you launched your own business, and I'm sure there's many times in a day you say, Holy Spirit, help. There's water leaking. Holy Spirit, help. I was filling up my hot tub the other day. Funny moment, talking about Holy Spirit, help. I don't think I said Holy Spirit, help, but it would have been a wise thing because I turned on the jets a little too soon, not realizing that those suckers shoot. And my daughter's on the couch over there, and she just starts spraying, and we're all trying to cover the jets and shut it off, and it was a Holy Spirit help moment. But listen to this. I have filled them with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, silver, bronze, and cutting of jewels, and carving of wood, to work in all manner of workmanship. That's Holy Spirit. That's Holy Spirit. Now, turn with me to Proverbs, because we're going to look, we're just looking at creation, but turn Proverbs 8. And I want you to look at this, because where I'm going with Holy Spirit is wisdom. And when I started off early in the week thinking about this, I wrote down, generosity without wisdom leads to poverty. If you could give all your money away thinking you're just generous, but you know that God wants you to have wise decisions. So you make decisions that Holy Spirit backs and is behind, and he goes, yes. But giving your way, you can call it generosity, but it could also be considered stupidity. And I think there's so many things where we need wisdom in this hour, but what I'm excited about is wisdom and Holy Spirit want to build. Wisdom and Holy Spirit want to build. So look at this. This is Proverbs 8, starting at verse 22. This is basically where Holy Spirit and wisdom were at during creation. It says this, the Lord possessed me, which is wisdom. The Lord possessed wisdom at the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I have been established from everlasting. From the beginning, before there was ever an earth, where there was no depths, I brought forth, when there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth and the fields or the primal dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there, I being wisdom. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was his daily delight. Do you get all that? That at the beginning of time, when God was building, creating the heavens, creating the earth, creating all these things, wisdom was right beside Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he says, I was a master craftsman. I love that. You guys know I've been doing a building project in my backyard. I love building. Shane, do you love building? There's something about getting done building, and you're like, man, that's amazing. I built something. It's in our DNA. I really do believe it's in our DNA, both men and women. But I know as a man, I'm speaking on behalf of a man, when I get done building something, I feel good. And it's interesting, at the very end it says, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight. I love the fact that he's building and wisdom's there, and wisdom is the delight of the Lord daily. So here's Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and now you have a partner called Wisdom who is part of Holy Spirit, directing, guiding, and building. And I look upon us and I think, Lord, as Christians, it's time for us to begin to build. It's time for us to begin to restore. Isaiah 58:12 says to rebuild, restore, and raise up. I feel like Holy Spirit, I remember this one analogy. Somebody said many, many years ago, they saw Holy Spirit with a paper and he was reading the want ads because he was looking for somebody to partner with. I thought, man, we need to live in a day where Holy Spirit can come alive again in us. Not just Holy Spirit to make us feel good, not just Holy Spirit so we can read the scriptures, that we can wake up daily and go, Holy Spirit, wherever I go today, I wrote this down. This to me is revival. Wherever I go, Holy Spirit, when I wake up, I want life where there's death. So wherever I go, if there's death, I want life because life is inside of me. Holy Spirit, wherever there's darkness, light goes because Holy Spirit is inside of me. Wherever there's chaos, Holy Spirit goes with me and there's peace. Wherever there's brokenness, Holy Spirit goes with me and there's healing. Wherever there's a need for wisdom, Holy Spirit goes with me and wisdom is with Holy Spirit, so I have wisdom. And it's time to tap in and it's time to partner, not with a silent partner, but a very vocal partner, but he's waiting. And here's the thing, I kept saying, Lord, what does it look like? Because why is the church not functioning in this way? And he kept saying, because I'm waiting to partner. I'm waiting to partner. It'd be like me, Shane, calling you and saying, hey, let's build something. You're like, let's do it. And then you never hear from me again. You know, and 100 years later, 60 years later, thinking I'm 46, so I don't want to live 100 years. You know, we look back on the deathbed and I'm like, Shane, why didn't we do it? And you're like, I was waiting for your call. I was waiting for you. You said you wanted to. Yeah, but I thought, yeah, we got a partner. It's not just a phone call, it's a partnering. Amen. So when I was reading this, it's called The Reformer, about this city and Solomon. After I got done reading it, the strangest thing happened. The word Dubai jumped into my head. I know, exactly. I'm like, Dubai. So I read this and I hear Dubai. I'm like, why Dubai? So I thought I better do some research. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Dubai, so I'm going to tell you what I know. And this is not a trying to make Dubai into a theological, you know, epicenter of God. I'm not saying any of that, but I want you to listen carefully. Josh, can you put up the first picture for me? You guys may have to go on your phones to see it because we have no place to see it here. If you're seeing the first picture, is it up, Josh? Give me a thumbs up. Awesome. That is the desert of Dubai. You know, anything you know about a desert, it's just dry, it is barren, it is sand dunes, it is, you know, honestly, unless there's a beach right next to it, I don't want to be in a desert because it's hot. And I look at that and I think, you know, I can't see a way to build. And yeah, I don't know about you, but all these scriptures come about streams in the desert. Now, even Isaiah 58 we talked about, but I loved you brought, actually what you brought, we were talking, I think it was on an interview, our refuel, and you brought up that scripture, and I thought, you know what, I got to pair Isaiah 58, 11, and 12 better, because it talks about being a well-watered fountain, overflowing. And I think, man, when I look at a desert, I have a hard time imagining that. I have a hard time going, what could you do in a desert? What, you know, I couldn't see it. And I want to get his name right. But in the early 1900s, Dubai was simply because there is water that connects right to it. It was simply a port, a small village in the early 1900s. It was a port city. and travel came and went. And it was in the 1950s where they began to discover oil in this region, not yet in Dubai. And there's a gentleman, I want to say his name right, Sheikh Rashid, something like that. I just probably massacred his name. But a gentleman came and he began to think differently. He began to go, you know what? I could do something different here. Interesting enough, everybody wanted to find oil, but he began to go, you know what? I wonder if I could borrow some money, you know, maybe $100. No, he borrowed billions of dollars. But he began to think, what if I could make the port into an international trading port? What if I could make this small area into a place where people would travel all over the world to come to? What if I began to invite industries and businesses to come to this area? What could be possible? Because the first thing when I was studying, I thought, what makes Dubai so rich? Now, I don't know about you, but my first thought was oil. Of course, it's the Middle East. It's oil. Interesting enough, oil accounts for 1% of their GDP, gross domestic product. Some people estimate maybe 3, but the maximum is 3. Most people think it's 1%. Interesting enough, all around they began to find oil. And he came on one day, and I love this, because he says, I got good news and I've got bad news. He says, the good news is we found oil. The bad news is not a whole lot. And I thought, interesting enough, what's he going to do? So it's an interesting story because you think, okay, they're going to put everything into oil. What I love about it, he never changed his vision. But what he did was he used the 1% oil to fund every dream that he had. Every dream that he had. Put up the next picture if you could, Josh. This is Dubai today. I wish I could see it too because I'm amazed by it. Dubai, if you see any pictures of it, is the most, like in the middle of a desert, there's this incredible city, it's a state, but incredible city, that pops up out of the desert. It's kind of like Chicago when you drive. And it's incredible. I thought maybe it was behind. That would have been cool too. We should have done that. Look at this. Look at this city. You throw the next one up, Josh, if you could, please. An incredible city built in a desert because somebody had the vision. Now, here's what I want you to get out of this story. Why am I telling you this story? Because the oil did all this, and it was 1%. 1%, and he tapped into it. Everybody else focused on oil and all these other cities that are starting, you know, oil, the need for oil is beginning to change because they're renewable resources and we're doing things differently now. And this man went, I'm not going to change the subject, but I'm going to take that 1% and I'm going to use it to help fuel. Now, it's only 1% of their entire economy. But he was able to build all these superstructures. There's a lot of other cool things I can go into, but it's not the time for that. But I thought, here's a man, probably not filled with the Holy Spirit, I don't know anything about him, who began to dream like Elon Musk, who thought, I could do something different. And I think the oil as Holy Spirit, and if he could tap in and do all that with 1%, what are we doing with the book of Acts when it said, we are filled with the Holy Spirit? I think you read it last week, because it was the day of Pentecost, right? We read this last week. And it's Acts, comes out of Acts. Going to turn there. You could turn there with me. Acts 2. Nope, Acts 1. And it says, but you shall, Acts 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power, dunamis power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. But you shall receive power. Other scriptures talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the power of God. And I go back to and I think, if one man can have all these dreams and use 1% oil to fund it, what can we do being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit? So in my mind, you know, so often we think things are talent, right? Everything's got to be chalked up. And listen, we are all given talents. But the Holy Spirit is power. And we often go, well, that Holy Spirit is to minister to people to see them get healed. Yes, but the Holy Spirit is also wisdom. Holy Spirit was there in Proverbs 8 describing this was what it was like at the beginning of time. I was there. I was a master craftsman making all this happen. Holy Spirit was there making all of it happen in the beginning of time. Holy Spirit, we need revelation for what you want to do. So just like for me, it's a restorative gift. Now, that's one of the gifts that I carry, but I believe as Christians, we should all have a restorative gift. I believe anytime we walk somewhere where it's dark, we should have a restorative gift to bring light. I believe if families are in trouble, we should have a restorative gift because Holy Spirit's inside of us. And you know what I love, Rod? I love looking at our congregation. I love the fact that God has put desires in people's hearts. And that's why I use the word partner, because if we could partner with Holy Spirit with the desires that he's given us, what could happen? Now, you're going to say, I've done that already. I'm telling you, the season's come upon us for a whole nother level. A season is coming upon us to take things to a whole nother level. If Elon Musk can sit in his room and go, I would like to go to Mars and build the first ever private spaceship without the Holy Spirit, I feel like it's putting money, what's the saying? I lost the saying. Somebody would help me. I'd have all these people normally, they would try to help me. Putting money where our words are. What is the saying? Put your money where your mouth is. I feel like it's time to not talk about Holy Spirit like he is. It's time to partner and begin to show the world this is what Holy Spirit really is. I don't know, Lauren Page, if you're watching, I thought of you today. I thought of your passion for teaching. Whew. And I know you want to change people's lives. I know when you go into the classroom, and I know you're missing the classroom and you're doing it online, but I think of the drive inside of you. You're a teacher at heart. She's amazing. And I think, Lauren, in this season, partnering with Holy Spirit, you're going to take things to a whole nother level. And every day when you're on your job, and I know you're not working right now, Brandy, but what if every day we wake up and we say, Holy Spirit, I'm partnering with you today. What do you want to do? What do you want to create? What do you want to build? While I'm building for you, I'm also ministering to whoever's around me. It's this beautiful partnership. And that's what happened when Solomon simply said, God comes to him in a dream. He doesn't even come to him in person. He trusts him in a dream and says, Solomon, what do you want? And Solomon says, I need wisdom. I got to judge all these people. And Holy Spirit says, all right. God says, all right, I'm giving you a full dose of my wisdom. And he goes and he builds. The first thing he builds is the temple. And then he begins to build all these other things to the point where people come from all over the world to see. Josh, I don't know how many pictures I have. If you can get to that one, if you can compare the two pictures of desert, it's up there. Look at that picture. 1960 to I think it's actually 2016, the other picture. Look at the difference in 60 years. Is it up? Can you guys see it? In 60 years, look at the difference. I know there's a delay, so I'm just waiting. 60 years. You know, the cool thing is that the sheikh, I can't remember how they say it, he also had his sons in charge. I don't know who's in charge today, but he had a vision that his sons took over and kept it going. I shared about that cathedral in Spain. The man that designed it so his kids and his grandkids, and almost 200 years later, it'll be finished. Church, it's time to build with Holy Spirit. My personal conviction, and I'm working on it personally, I said it earlier, any place that I want to walk into, I want to be so filled with the Holy Spirit and that he would be the tool that is needed in the moment that I change the atmosphere wherever I go into. Wherever I go into, I'm going to change the atmosphere. This is my new goal in life, to go, Holy Spirit, I want to partner with you so whatever's needed, because you're not just a wrench, you're not just a screwdriver, you're not just a hammer, you are everything in the tool belt. So if it's light that's needed because it's dark, I'm going to come in and be the light because Holy Spirit's inside of me. If it's chaos, I'm going to be the peace because Holy Spirit's inside of me. If it's a building anointing that's needed, if it's a government anointing, I was thinking, talking to Joe the other day and how his heart beats for government and people, beat for teaching and people beat for the economy. It's time for us to begin to invade. I don't mean that in a negative way, meaning simply go where we're called to go and not just, like, listen, church, we could have revival in here and you may get filled with the Holy Spirit and fall down. And often we think we got to go and do that wherever we work. It doesn't work. You can't go into Walmart and expect to have a revival meeting and paint out a line on the floor and go, all right, everybody that wants prayer, come on up. You know what it looks like? This is what it looks like. Personally, if I'm on a plane that James worked on, I want James to be filled with the spirit of wisdom that if that plane had any problems, that he fixes it well. If there's an architect that's building a bridge, I want an architect that's full of the wisdom of God and the truth and the honesty that doesn't cut any corners. If I'm jumping out of a plane with a parachute, I want whoever designed that to have designed it with integrity. Not just the lining to have integrity. I mean, like, they have integrity, that they develop something with integrity. Like, this is what it means to have the gospel within us wherever we go. That's why, and I'll get to it at a later sermon, that's why we can see people like Joseph go into a total different nation with a false god and a corrupt god, or a corrupt Pharaoh, who they called God. And he goes in and transforms the place. This is why Daniel did it, because Daniel was considered the wisest out of everyone there. And they were corrupt beyond corrupt. It is time for us to begin to go, you know, Holy Spirit, it's time to partner. Where do you want me to go? If I'm cutting grass, I'm going to cut the grass with such excellence. I'm going to do it with such integrity that people will go, man, what's different about you? It's not just a business. There's something on you that's different. It's time to partner with the Holy Spirit, church. And listen, I'm not saying that we haven't. I said it earlier. It's time for a whole new season. It's a whole new season upon us to go, Holy Spirit. Man, whoever's watching right now, I literally want you to go, Holy Spirit, come upon me in a fresh way. Holy Spirit, come upon me in a fresh way. Begin to, like we said in Ephesians, begin to transform my mind and my understanding. Listen, church, you have been built for such a time as this. There are dreams inside of you that you're like, I don't think this is God. Maybe I should be a missionary. No, if you are built a certain way, don't try to be somebody else. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and go and reform wherever you're called. If it's government, reform government. If you're a teacher, reform teaching. Get in there and change people's lives with the Holy Spirit. If it's working on planes every day, you go in there and you do it to the best of your ability and you do it with integrity and you minister to different people. I love Mike Sharon tells me stories, you know, well, he's just a construction guy. No, he's not. He's a Holy Spirit-filled machine gun. But what I love about Mike is it doesn't matter if he's in the trenches, in the pit, he does it with excellence. And when he's on his break, if he gets an opportunity, he's going to tell people about God. This is just who he is. It's the normal Christianity. He's prayed for people on the job, but most of the time, the reality is 98% of the time, he's doing his job with integrity. And that's being filled with Holy Spirit. It's excellence. So this is what gets me stirred up. If Elon Musk can dream about going to Mars and get somebody into the International Space Station, he'll probably go to the moon next. I don't know. And if we could have a sheik that can go and build Dubai out of a desert because he has a dream. Do you know that now people go from all over the world? It's got an international airport. It's the busiest airport, I believe, it's the busiest international airport in the world. People come from all over the world to see. Like, that's why it stirred me when I thought, that's like Solomon. The one person can dream like that. But they're not even filled with the Holy Spirit. I know this sounds weird, but I see Holy Spirit like rubbing his hands together right now going, okay, this is good. This is good. Like he's getting ready. He's looking for a people that will partner. Man, I say this all the time. You're not called to be a pastor for so long. I remember growing up, every altar call, if you wanted to be, you know, if you wanted to do something for God, you felt like you had to go into ministry. Like, you felt like, if I don't become a missionary, I'm not doing God's work. I am so thankful that we live in a day and age that it's like, at least where we come from in our church, whatever you're called to do, get Holy Spirit. And get excited, because Holy Spirit's going to do something in you. I want to read one last scripture, then I'm going to close. Ephesians Now, I think Holy Spirit, I'm getting excited because I feel Holy Spirit getting excited. Turn to Ephesians specifically. Ephesians 3, I've read this many times, but Ephesians 3:10. It says, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. I want to read that again. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. The manifold actually means multicolored, multi-variety. Like, it's got every color. It's the rainbow of wisdom. It's got so many colors, which to me means, it literally means this to me, that the body of Christ showing the full wisdom, it takes all of us to do it. Because all of us are so different, and it takes the Holy Spirit moving through each of us that's going to reveal the church to the principalities. That the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. It's time to dream, church. It's time to partner. It's time to say, Holy Spirit, you know, there's a lot of challenges going on. I got a 30-day challenge for you. What if over the next 30 days, and which I hope will actually lead to a lifetime, what if over the next 30 days, every day before we even got our feet out of bed, we said, Holy Spirit, good morning. I'm here to partner with you. What do you want to do? And chances are he may even go, all right, good. What do you want to do today? Right, what would happen if that could happen with 1% oil? If we're filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit, what could happen? What could happen? I think of the things that you create, Rod. You know, a whole new, you probably last 5-6 years. Did you ever think you'd be doing all that? It's funny because we think, oh, it's a hobby. Yeah, it's Holy Spirit moving through you, designing. I think Holy Spirit is so creative that he wants to continually design. He wants to continually create. He's an artist. He's a craftsman. He's power. Coming days, we'll probably talk more about this. So right now, I'm going to close because I can ramble for a long time. I just say, Holy Spirit, come. I thank you that you already dwell within us, but I say, Holy Spirit, take us to another level. We say right now, we cry out for the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and we ask right now, we just declare we're going to partner to another level with you, Holy Spirit. What do you want to do in the coming days? Because right now, there's a lot of chaos in the world. Right now, there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear. But I thank you that you did not move away from those moments. You got right in the middle of it because when there was chaos, you brought peace. When something needed to be built, you were the craftsman. When somebody needed counseling, you were the counselor. You were the way maker. We read it. Somebody needs healing, you're the healer. But I thank you right now. And I declare, I thank you that you created this earth and you love this planet. I said it the other day, for God so loved the world that I didn't even realize that world doesn't mean just people in the world, it's the cosmos. God so loved the entire universe. He loves the very planet that he created. I sit outside and I listen to the variety of birds that I can hear. I look to see the trees, the plants. Like, God's not boring. He creates so many amazing things, so many variety of things because he's a creator. He's an artist. He's a craftsman. And he wants us to partner. So Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. And we just say, if you can do that with 1%, fill me up so you can do a whole bunch more. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Antioch. We love you guys. I won't say what I did last time because the kids thought I was funny. I got a bunch of texts because I said, peace out. So I will say religiously, have a wonderful day. Be blessed. What's that? Yeah, start posting your adventures with Holy Spirit. And listen, let me remind you, if you just get up to go to work tomorrow and you think, well, Holy Spirit can't do anything, no. Chris, if you're going in, tomorrow to work at Country Village, Holy Spirit wants to go with you. Holy Spirit wants to create new ways of doing things that you never even imagined. Like, seriously, Holy Spirit wants to jump in and go, you've done it this way, but watch what I could do this way. Absolutely. It brings glory to him. We can go, well, that was not me. That was Holy Spirit. So have some fun, church. Let's go and just bring life. Let's bring love. Let's bring light. Love you guys. Bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.